This is WAMC Regional News. Good morning. It's 7:06. Joining us on the line is Judy Patrick, Managing Editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Ian.
Judy, for the second time in the last several days, there's been a major gang roundup in our area.
Yeah, local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies yesterday cracked down on a Schenectady-based gang, arresting more than a dozen people on charges contained in a pair of federal indictments. Authorities identified the organization as the Uptown Gunners Gang, which they said was a direct rival to the Four Block Gang taken down in its own federal indictment last May in Schenectady. The Uptown Gunners Gang is believed to have operated as far back as 2004, selling drugs in the central State Street neighborhood of Schenectady. Indictments alleged that gang members would fire on rival gang members simply for passing through their territory. Schenectady Police Chief Mark Chairs at a press conference yesterday noted how much gangs hurt the community, especially, you know, the children who live in the neighborhoods. 13 of those arrested yesterday were charged with taking part in a federal racketeering conspiracy through their membership in the gang. The indictment also alleges instances of shooting at rival gang members, robberies, gun sales, gun possessions, and crack cocaine possession. Members use graffiti to mark their territory, which is common with gangs in cities, but they also use Facebook to glorify and perpetuate the gang, according to the indictment. The federal case against the Four Block Gang last year was spearheaded by Schenectady County District Attorney Bob Carney, who had asked federal authorities to investigate. Well, taking out the Four Block Gang last year and the Uptown Gunners Gang this year, Bob Carney also echoed the need to protect children from turning to gangs in the first place. So we talked a little bit about some of these prevention programs the schools and organizations like the Boys and Girls Club offer.
Let's turn our attention now to what's really been a remarkable story. The Union men's hockey team has a chance to win a national championship.
Yeah, this is a pretty special week for Schenectady, and especially for lovers of college hockey in the area. The Union college hockey team, known as the Dutchmen, have made it to the NCAA Division I Frozen Four Championship Series, which, ironically enough, is being held this week in Tampa, Florida, where the temperature was 89 degrees yesterday. The first game is Thursday afternoon, and it's essentially the national championship series. And for a small school like Union, making it to the Frozen Four is nothing less than historic. There's quite a bit of pride and excitement at Union and in Schenectady, actually throughout the whole region, about the team's success. There's a send-off rally yesterday morning, and special viewing events are scheduled for the games themselves tomorrow. The Van Dyke, the Stockade area restaurant, has even brewed a special Dutchman's Ale for the occasion. The Dutchmen face Ferris State of Michigan at 4:30. That's the first semifinal. The winner will face the Boston College Minnesota victor in Saturday's championship game at 7 p.m. So catch the games. They're on TV, on radio, and we'll have the results in the paper.
And we'll be sending all of our best wishes to Tampa. Good luck to the Dutchmen. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick, Managing Editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, pick up a copy of the paper or go to dailygazette.com. Judy, always a pleasure when we get to talk. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ian.